While the South Dakota prairie may seem like an ocean of just grass, a closer look reveals a multitude of plant species. Grass, both warm and cool season varieties, are most recognizable, but forbs and even shrubs are part of the mix, nourishing both above and below ground organisms. Grazing consultant Janita Durga reports many forb species are heavy lifters.
The native forbs on our prairies and on our grassland ecosystems tend to be like a multivitamin. And those grasses and those legumes, that's the meal.
She says livestock will often choose different species of forbs to balance their rumen, combat mineral deficiencies, and even fight off parasites. Lead plant, for example, which is a woody forb, is a good indicator of range health, appearing in greater abundance in well-managed pastures. Durga states lead plant is rich in protein and has a unique combo of copper and zinc.
Copper actually has to have an appropriate ratio of zinc available in order for it to absorb into the animal through their rumen. And lead plant just so happens to have the perfect ratio of copper to zinc.
Another forb, purple coneflower, also known as echinacea, is rich in iron, magnesium, and calcium. Durga explains managed grazing, which includes proper stocking rate for rest and recovery of plants, along with altering the season of use, can significantly enhance plant diversity of grasslands. Learn more at any South Dakota grazing school, slated for June near Wall, in Summit in July, or at Chamberlain in September. Visit sdgrass.org for details. I'm Pam Geppert reporting for the South Dakota Grasslands Coalition.